the rest of the story. The disquiet persists, but it is safe now. The great exiled Polish statesman may return home. The prowling, growling Russian bear is silent in his own despair. The destiny of Poland is today more hers than it has been in many years. So the Polish patriot, Ignacy, in the years before Lech Wałęsa's Solidarity, a unique symbol of hope for the Polish people, now assisted by American military personnel, prepares for the return trip to his beloved homeland. President Bush has presided over the going-away party in the White House Rose Garden. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Edward Derwinski is among the honored guests. He and a prestigious group of American and foreign officials will personally accompany Ignacy on the journey back to Poland. Upon their arrival, Polish President Lech Wałęsa will be the first to greet them. There will be an impressive welcome home celebration for the long-exiled dignitary. The ceremonies have been carefully planned by Polish Primate Cardinal Josef Glemp, an official greeting at the airport in Warsaw, a procession to the royal castle, a huge public reception. Surely Ignacy himself could never have imagined where it would all lead. When once upon a turmoil, he organized the General Committee of Assistance for the victims of the war in Poland, for that was after the First World War. He was, in fact, among the signers of the Treaty of Versailles in 1919, and when Ignacy left his native land that same year, he never returned. Well, he has returned now, 73 years later, as president of the Polish Parliament. He served in exile in Paris. His most effective service to his country was performed then and for decades thereafter in absentia, eventually in America, where he died in 1941, and where he was buried with much ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery. That's right, it was the great Polish patriot's remains, his lifeless body, which returned so ceremoniously to the land of his birth just this year. His nation, Poland, is still much troubled, but for the first time in a long time, her future is becoming her own. And when it happens, he will be there. He would want to be there. Ignacy Jan Paderewski, whom music lovers remember as Poland's most internationally famous of all concert pianists. And one thing more. Through the years that Paderewski was performing, the public loved him. The audiences adored him. But the critics did not. The critics were hard on him, often harsh. His playing, they said, sounded as though he were preoccupied. Well, he was. He was. And now they and you know the rest of the story.